Riding up the Mystic River, you can see all of the work underway to build the resort casino coming to the Boston area in about 18 more months. More than 1,500 workers are building what will become a $2.4 billion 27-story casino along the riverbanks, complete with convention space and views of the Boston skyline. But in addition to the construction, there's also some major environmental remediation going on. The site itself is built on land that housed chemical plants for more than a century. Crews have already carted off more than 600,000 tons of dirt, old contaminated soil left on the property that housed chemical plants for more than a century. They've begun work on a living shoreline, with greenery taking hold on what a few months ago was just sand and dirt. Now the focus is on the water itself, or more accurately, what's below it.
You know, this was a chemical plant. It was a Monsanto chemical plant. Before that, it was, Merrimack Chemicals here, Eastern Chemicals here. So a lot of the old chemical companies, over the years, stuff migrated into the water.
Chris Gordon is president of Wind Development.
It was a biological desert. What that means is they found nothing alive. And in the Northeast, in a harbor, that's very unusual. There's always organisms. There's always something moving around. They found nothing in that area.
For the next 2.5 months, teams will be working 8-hour shifts, 24 hours a day, to dredge an inlet of the Mystic River that is one of the river's most polluted spots. All it takes is one look at the dirt being dug out of the river to see just how polluted it is. In a massive barge filled with sediment and water, the water has turned a yellowish brown, with streaks of rusty orange running throughout.
Well, I mean, it's got heavy metals in it, it's got lead, it's got arsenic, that kind of stuff, so you don't want to spend a lot of time in contact with it.
Once water drains from the barge, the sediment gets taken to a nearby dock, where it's sorted and trucked to a landfill. This work serves two purposes. First, to deepen the river and make it easier for boats to dock once the casino's finished, and second, to clean up one of the dirtiest sites along the Mystic River.
The big picture here is that in the near term, that area around the living shoreline and the dredging they're doing, let's call it about 10 acres, will have healthy habitat for the first time in a couple hundred years.
Patrick Heron is executive director of the Mystic River Watershed Association. He says this kind of environmental cleanup is unusual. A new developer, he says, rarely comes in and cleans up old pollution.
What they'll typically do is build a building on it and pave it over. And they'll basically have shifted the burden to the next owner to say, look, don't worry, we're not going to put the public in harm's way. We've paved it over and sealed it up.
The challenge with a cleanup of this magnitude is the cost. Wynn expects to spend about $30 million on all of the cleanup work at the new casino site. And Heron says few other developers could perform that scale of a cleanup.
Your profit margins would disappear quickly on the three-floor condo versus the scale of development here.
The work's expected to be completed by mid-February to make way for migrating fish. The Wynn Casino is scheduled to open in June 2019. Back on land, workers will spend the next few weeks enclosing the exterior of the future casino and hotel tower to keep working through the winter.